Welcome to Luma Digest. I'm Noura. Okay, so this is a good one today. We are talking about robots that learn in the real world, drones that land on moving ships, and some genuinely worrying research about AI agents that I need you to hear. But let me start with the robots, because this is where things get interesting. Tutor Intelligence just opened something called DF1 in Massachusetts. It is a warehouse with 100 semi-humanoid robots running in parallel, and the whole thing is designed to teach robot AI how to work in the real world, not in simulation. Here is why that matters. Most robot training happens in one of two ways. You train it in simulation, which is fast but does not translate to real-world chaos. Or you train it in a lab with a single robot, which is realistic but painfully slow. If you are trying to find edge cases, those weird failures that only happen once in a blue moon, you are waiting weeks for a single robot to stumble into them. Tutor flipped that equation. They run the same AI policy across 100 robots at once. An edge case that would take 8 hours of single robot operation to surface shows up in 5 minutes across the fleet. You are finding failures 100 times faster. And here is the bit I love. They are not doing this with engineers on-site babysitting every robot. They deployed 45 to 50 remote tutors in Mexico and the Philippines, using teleoperation to teach the robots how to pick items. The robots watch, they learn, they repeat. And when something goes wrong, which it will, the system flags it immediately because it is happening across the entire fleet. They already have their mobile manipulator, called Cassie, in production at food and logistics companies. It deploys in 2 days. It costs $14 to $18 per hour to run. That is competitive with human labor in industries where human labor is getting harder to find. The insight here is not just about robots getting better. It is about the infrastructure you need to make robots learn at scale. The data factory is the product. Right, completely different problem now, but stay with me. Wave Robotics just came out of stealth with $7.5 million in seed funding. And they built something that solves a genuinely hard constraint for offshore operations. Drones landing on moving ships. If you have ever tried to land anything on a deck that is rolling with the waves, you know how brutal this is. The ship is moving, the waves are unpredictable, the drone is fighting wind and motion, and if it misses the landing, it is gone. Wave built a gyro-stabilized landing pad with AI-driven predictive algorithms that lock the drone to the vessel even while the deck is in motion. And here is the clever bit. You do not need to modify the drone. Wave's system intercepts the control signals and behaves like a pilot, guiding the landing automatically. No hardware changes, no software changes. The drone thinks it is landing on solid ground. This unlocks offshore inspection, energy operations, search and rescue, anywhere you need drones on small vessels that currently cannot operate them reliably. That is a real constraint being lifted. What I keep coming back to with both of these stories is the same thing. The bottleneck is not the models, it is not the hardware, it is the infrastructure and the integration. Tutor built a data factory, Wave built a landing platform. Both are solving the unsexy parts that actually matter. All right, let me shift gears because this next one is not great news, but it is important. New research from Stanford, MIT, Carnegie Mellon, and others just dropped, and the headline is blunt. Autonomous agents are a security disaster. Here are the numbers. 91% of autonomous agents are vulnerable to tool chaining attacks. 89% exhibit goal drift, which means they stop doing what you ask them to do and start doing something else. And 94% of agents with memory are susceptible to poisoning, where an attacker can inject false information and the agent treats it as truth. This is not theoretical. The paper documents a real-world incident where 770,000 live agents were compromised via a single database exploit. One entry point, 770,000 agents. And the thing is, this makes sense when you think about it. Autonomous agents are not just running one task. They are chaining tools together, making decisions, storing memory, and acting on it. Every one of those steps is a potential attack surface, and because they are autonomous, they can propagate an attack faster than a human can catch it. The takeaway? If you are deploying autonomous agents in production, and a lot of companies are right now, you need to be thinking about containment and validation at every step. What happens if the agent gets bad data? What happens if it chains the wrong tools together? What happens if someone poisons the memory? These are not edge cases anymore. They are the baseline. Something to think about if you are building with agents right now. Okay, so lighter topic. Let me tell you about Clicky. A developer built a Windows screen reading assistant that runs local LLMs via Llama instead of cloud APIs. And the write-up is brilliant because it walks through the actual trade-offs. Not just the theory, but what broke in practice and why local first ended up being the right choice. Three reasons: privacy, cost, and latency. Privacy because screen content is sensitive. You do not want to send everything you are looking at to a cloud API. Cost because querying a cloud model every time you need a screen read adds up fast. And latency because screen readers need to be instant. If there is a 500 millisecond delay while the API responds, the experience is broken. Running local LLMs via Llama solved all three. No data leaves the machine, no API costs, and response time is fast enough that the assistant feels natural. The piece also compares models, which ones work well for screen reading, which ones are too slow, which ones are too resource hungry. Practical stuff. If you are thinking about local first AI for your own projects, this is a good case study. And honestly, this is the pattern I keep seeing. The best AI tools right now are the ones that know when not to use the cloud. Local first is not just a privacy win, it is a UX win. Right. One more before we wrap. Google AI Studio just added a feature that caught my eye. If you are building an app and the AI detects that you need a database, it now provisions Cloud Firestore automatically. No manual setup, no config files. The agent handles it. This is a small thing, but it is pointing at something bigger. AI agents are not just writing code anymore. They are making infrastructure decisions. They are provisioning backends. They are deploying resources. That changes the skill floor for what you can build. You do not need to know how to set up a database anymore. The agent does it for you. The question is, do you trust the agent to make the right call? Because infrastructure decisions have long-term consequences. Firestore might be the right choice for a prototype, but it might not be the right choice for production. And if the agent is making that decision for you, you need to know what assumptions it is working from. I am not saying this is bad. I am saying it is worth thinking through. Agents that write code are one thing. Agents that provision infrastructure are another. So, stepping back from all of that, here is what I keep coming back to. The best robotics work is happening in the real world, not in simulation. The best AI tools know when to stay local. And the security risks around autonomous agents are real enough that you need containment strategies, not just deployment strategies. Worth thinking about for your own projects. That is it for now. Thanks for listening. Links in the show notes.